Praise the Lord. Are we blessed?
Yes.
Are we happy?
Yes.
We have breakthrough.
Yes.
We're healed.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm going to read to you two scriptures. You don't have to turn there. You're going to know them. And then we're going to get right into this today. This is Habakkuk 2:14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord. Numbers 14:21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Did you hear that? As truly as I live, does God live?
Yes.
All, say all,
all.
The earth
shall be filled
with the glory of the Lord.
Glory.
And the knowledge,
and knowledge
of the glory of the Lord. I want to ask you a question. What is this? God's word? This is God's word? This is God's word. This is the plan. This is the plan. God has a plan for the people in the earth. He has a plan for each of us individually. He has a plan for the Jews. He has a plan for the church. He has a plan for the nations in the earth. We're the church, of course, and He has a plan. The book of Ephesians says that Jesus is going to present to Himself a glorious church. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Bible is the story of the glory. Man started out wearing glory. Understand it. He wasn't naked. He had on a glory clothes, if you will. Listen to this scripture. This is Psalm 8:4. This is an angel was talking. He said, what is mortal that you remember him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You made him a little lower than yourself. You have crowned him with glory and honor. So when Adam was made, he was crowned, or he put on a glory suit. Amen. He had an earth suit, and then he had a glory suit covering him. Man wore glory. Man lost glory. God had to pull away because that glory would have wiped him out like a bug. Because glory is light. It's heavy. It's wonderful. So, but then Jesus, the captain of our salvation, brought us back to glory.
Amen.
So you're glory worthy.
Amen.
You could go sit on Father's lap in the throne room.
Amen.
Yes, you could. Yeah, a born again believer could. Yeah, you could. Amen. So we're the glorious church. We are to be the glorious church. Why? And what does that look like? See, heaven is it's a glorious realm. God himself is glorious. Glory, the word glory, that's the word kabod, or kabod people say. It means heavy. Okay? Now, as of your understanding, be enlightened, because I'm going to go some places here. There's weight on it.
Yes.
There's weight.
Yes.
Now, we get in anointings, and they're good. People flow with anointings, lay hands on people, the anointing's flowing. But when the glory realm comes, it's weighty. It's heavy. That's why you see gold start breaking out on people. It gets on them. The glory, that's why you see, like it looks like it's raining inside the building. That's why it looks like I've read stories of gold on walls, of different things happen because the glory begins to manifest in this realm. The glory realm begins to manifest in it. So it's heavier than just, someone preaching under the anointing, et cetera, et cetera. So God has been preparing us for this. He's been making us ready for this. So the glory is God's manifest presence. It's heavy with his goodness. Moses said, I want to see your glory. God said, okay, I'll let my goodness pass by. So all of these things that have been happening this morning was because God wanted to be good to you. He wanted to pull off that Band-Aid and show you, oh, yeah, you're good. He wanted to get rid of the sinus stuff because he's good and he loves you and he wants to do things for you. And so his goodness begins to show up in a tangible form, and you're going to see that it's going to get heavier. So when a tangible force of God's goodness makes an appearance, it's called the glory. So, yeah, I can go there. When glory comes and you're a saint, you're a Christian, you're a born again Christian, you, get in it, you flow in it, you can, sense things about the glory realm, and then people who are not born again get a real desire to get born again. Also, because it has a draw to it. Also, if there's things you need to get rid of, it'll come up, yes, and you get rid of it.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. In the awakenings, and I've been reading and studying and watching revival stuff and everything. In the Azusa Street awakening, people repented. That kind of seems like it's left the church these days. That it just seems like people aren't sorry for anything. And I don't mean sorry as in you're all blubbery, and because we just go to God and say, Lord, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I admit it and I quit it. You know, I apologize that I got mad. I apologize that I got in strife. Apologize that I've been slow, blah, 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 you know. But people come with a repentant heart. Well, at the same time as we're coming into this place of glory, we're going to come into a reformation. A reformation. This reformation means, in a revival, people's souls get changed. Mm-hmm. But in a reformation, these strongholds come down. Amen. You know, these strongholds that you don't like that are going on in this country right now? In a reformation, they'll come down. Amen. You could say that when our country was brand new, there was a reformation because we quit letting a dictatorship boss us around.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
And we did it by God. Not by flesh. God called you. Did you know that there were preachers wearing uniforms under their robes? They're called the Black Robe Regiment. They'd be preaching the truth, and then they'd fight for what was theirs. So that's a little side note, but Reformation's coming. There whole towns, whole cities will change, church. I'm telling you, this is the truth. Whole churches will change. This one will change and go from glory to glory in the next few years. We're going to go higher. And the Lord told me yesterday, early in the morning, he said, you are on your way to meet a glory. Now, what he means, I immediately thought of what he promised me. He told me that like Simeon of old met the Messiah, I will run right into the glory. Now, I've been in glory. There's been what people call moves of God. And, I mean, we've seen a lot of things. The gold. I have a Bible that's got gold in it from those meetings. I've been in those meetings where, a portal would appear and you'd walk up in it and it was in the room and it'd just blast me. I've been in a lot of these meetings. You have too, but I'm going to tell you something. Not anything like what you're about to see. And so there will be people who actually will repent and come into the things of God who want to have change in their life. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, okay? It's not going to be the Christianity of... Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go have a beer. Let's go get high after we get out of church. It's not... Or I'm going to go cuss so-and-so out when I leave church because they deserve it. It's not going to be Medea stuff.
No.
I love Tyler. He's a man of God, and he was trying to show you what... He was trying to show people a picture, but that's not what the church should look like. The church should look like, now I understand people are growing. I understand that. And you got to even come to church and get the word before you can get things out. But I'm telling you, the glory is going to push habits out that don't belong there. And don't sit up here and look all holy, because all of us have something that needs to get pushed out. No condemnation if you do, if you're thinking, oh, no, she's just, blah, blah, blah. No, I'm just telling you, all of us need work. All of us. Amen. Now we got to get rolling down here. So, the Lord shall, for the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory. And we need to have some knowledge about the glory. And I want you to know that we're filling the first sprinkles of the greatest awakening now. We're in this, it's just the first sprinkles. There are going to be many signs and wonders and miracles, even more than what was recorded in the book of Acts.
Hallelujah.
It's going to flow like a river. It'll be because the glory of God is being manifested on the earth. Danny's going to preach next Sunday, but the next Sunday I'm going to talk to you about creative miracles.
Glory.
And it's time to see them.
Amen.
Creative miracles. Now, like I said, we've seen the glory, but now there's going to be an increase. And it's not only in signs and wonders, but in unusual, creative miracles, creative things. You're going to see more and more of those take place. You've seen them. 20 years ago when the renewal was on, a lot of wonderful things happened. But, you know, have you ever noticed kind of like 20 years, things happen? But here we are again. But the difference today is we are in the last great awakening. We're just about to go into the post-church age. We are really the people who are at the end of the age. Well, how long is that going to be? You don't know how long it is. Nobody knows when Jesus is coming. The Bible says we don't know, and Jesus doesn't even know. If he knew, he would tell us. Because, you know, he our friend, our brother. But we do know the season. And you can read the Bible and know the season. So if it's 20 years, 20 days, 20 months, whatever it is, we're still in that season, that little sliver of time. So I want you to know that you're going to see the resurrection of the dead. I want you to know that you're going to see people get new body parts. People are going to leave their glasses behind. Not by faith. They're literally already going to be 2020. And I'm going to teach you in the next few weeks about how we use our faith and then how the glory realm is pure God. And listen, there's going to be great mysteries uncovered that have been hidden for centuries in the church. There's still more. You know, we thought when Martin Luther brought grace back, that was wonderful. And then Topeka, Kansas, when the outpouring happened in America, all these things there's still things that haven't come out yet.
Amen.
There's a lot of things and they're going to come out. Are you with me? Okay. So, I know that many of you have seen the glory. You've been in meetings. You've seen glorious things happen. The laughter. How many of y'all know Rodney Howard Brown? You know who he is? Okay. I'm going to tell you that I've been in meetings where you laugh and you go down. And when the meetings were over, and the man never smiled. He would just walk around like this. And he would talk to all of us. And people would just be going, and they just laugh. When it was over, we're crawling out, trying to go back to our hotels. We finally get on our feet, and then we see someone in the hall, and we make eye contact. Boom, you're down again.
Exactly.
One lady got in her car, and she was driving like a drunk person. The police stopped her. And he got out and walked up to the door, and she opened the door, and the power of God that was on her knocked the policeman down. Thank God he was smart enough to know what it was. She didn't get a ticket. Praise the Lord. But, and I've seen this in the last 20 years at Sister Brim's meetings. We all went to Denny's one night. Who was there? Pauline, yeah, John. Remember when we went to Denny's? And the glory filled Denny's. It was amazing. The waitresses did not know what to do. I mean, it was amazing. It was wonderful. Well, Denny's had a good night, and the waitresses got blessed. Amen. Financially as well. There's a lot of things that are about to happen to you and in this earth. Now, so what I want to say, though, is that we've seen this, but listen. You have not seen, prepare your heart, because you have not seen nearly what you're going to see. We're not glory experts. We have studied, we have read, we have experienced, but I would advise you not to consider yourself a glory expert, but just humbly come into this next phase, because there are going to be things. I mean, remember when the gold came out and people hesitated about that? I don't think that's real. Well, there's a whole lot more coming than some gold.
Glory.
Woohoo. And then, you know, I know there are people that are not so hungry. You may just be sitting here today or listening today going, man, I don't even care about that. I just need for God to help me. Honey, God pouring out this glory will take you to a better place you've ever been in the history of your life, all the way back when you first hit your mama's womb.
Wow.
It's a good place, and it's fast.
Hallelujah.
Here's what I want you to know, church. Neutrality never wins God's heart. Neutrality never wins God's heart. He said he preferred that we be cold or hot. At least when you're cold, you go looking for a fire. Lukewarm's not going to work. You know that's in the Bible, right? He'll spew you out. He's not looking for lukewarm. He's looking for people to take part. So my question to you today, as we're heading into, our Jesus is leading us to this new altar, as he so graciously spoke to us about a few minutes ago. My question to you is, will you embrace what God has coming, regardless of persecution and criticism? Because if you're parked in this parking lot, you're already talked about. Come on, girl. Where's Margaret? No wonder it's quiet in here. She all right? She's overcoming. She's healed. Margaret, if you're listening, you're healed in Jesus' name. We miss you. We miss you. You go, girl. But I'm telling you, there's some dignity to give up. Pride. And you will be criticized by religious people. And you will be persecuted. If you're in a prosperity church, you're going to have to take some persecution. And then on top of that, you got a woman pastor. So you're in good company. Having said that, I'm going to tell you this. But those walls will come down. And I'm telling you, I've watched the walls come down in this city. Yeah. People that don't come to this church call this church and say, y'all know how to pray. Yeah. Will y'all pray?
That's right.
So they'll end up respecting you in the long run.
Amen.
But you got to be willing. What about those guys? Did y'all saw those guys in the South that they had that Bible and it started, oil started flowing out of it? Don't you know that they got persecuted? Oh, man. And they were just good old boys. They were putting that Bible in a cooler. They just put it in a cooler to keep it safe. But that Bible, they weren't doing anything. God just was manifesting. People started getting saved, healed, delivered because they wanted to go see the sign. See, signs make you hungry.
Right.
Signs make you hungry and then the word will feed you.
Yeah.
So God brings people in by signs and wonders. You know, the Whataburger sign. You weren't hungry till you saw that. And then you go, yeah, I believe I'm hungry. That's what these signs and wonders will do. Now, but we cannot be neutral about it. So if you will, and you want to do this, you're going to start hungering and thirsting like never before. And I'm going to say this to you. Eternity will replace time. Eternity will replace. You're going to have to be big enough to go quantum with me here. So as we enter into this deeper realm of glory, time will seem less and less of an obstacle to the purpose of this generation. Less and less. God can transport you into new realms of His glory. And I'll just be bold enough to tell you this. God could actually take you to a future event in the spirit during your prayer or while you're sleeping. And when that happens, you can have enough faith in there to turn that future event. What if you prayed that three people you knew were in a car wreck? You dreamed that three people were in a car wreck. And in that dream, you said, no, they're there. And then they're not going to die. And then it happens and nobody dies. In the dream, they did. Church, when you dream stuff like that or get visions, you're not to say, well, I prophesied they'd die.
No.
That's horrible. You're to change the future. But you will have the power in dreams and visions to write in that moment, because you are in eternity, to change what actually happens 10 days later. Y'all got that? That's good, isn't it? Now, we do some of that. We do, but not like you're going to. Not like you're going to. Not like you're going to in the glory realm. Now, let's go here. Listen, change the bad outcome.
Right.
The Lord told me so-and-so was going to die. Well, you keep that to yourself. Don't prophesy it. Pray about it. And then that person has their choice. And it's not about what? It's not about what they need. It's not about what you know. It's about what they'll receive. And then you also just pray on top of that, that angelic forces will come and deliver them. Amen. Okay, now let's go here. The glory of God is all about the harvest. And I want to go to Luke 5, if you'll go over there with me. Luke 5, verse 2. And you'll start getting a little bit better of a picture here. Some of you that are new, you're going to catch on pretty fast when you see this. Luke 5, 2. Say glory when you get there.
Glory.
Jesus saw two boats on the shore. The fishermen had stepped out of them and were washing their nets. Jesus got into the boat that belonged to Simon and asked him to push off a little from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowd from the boat. When he finished speaking, he told Simon, take the boat into the deep and lower your nets to catch some fish. Simon answered, teacher, we worked all night. We caught nothing, but if you say so, I'll lower the nets. After the men had done this, they caught a large number of fish, and that their nets were beginning to tear. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. Their partners came and filled both boats until the boats nearly sank. When unity is in place, Jesus can give a command and the harvest will come. Okay? When unity is in place, Jesus can give a command and the harvest will come. Church, can I tell you that many have toiled long and caught just a few fish? And now we dream of the harvest. We dream of world harvest. We dream of people coming into the kingdom. But what do we do with the great harvest? Well, first, We have to do what's necessary to strengthen our nets. Then we have to have endurance to handle many souls. Come on, this should be the fun part. Come on. Praise the Lord. We like signs and wonders and miracles, but now we're going to take care of a bunch of sheep. Yes. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, every fisherman here can tell you that fishing is only, and catching the fish is just one part of it. Because then you have to what? Clean and prepare. Clean and prepare. So, when the great harvest kicks into full gear, and it will, there's going to be no time for jealousy or competition. No time. Not going to be any time for any of that kind of stuff. There'll be much to do for the master. We'll be doing stuff for the master. And now's the time for us to get ready. When preparation is made, the catch is guaranteed. When preparation is made, the catch is guaranteed. So we need to mend the nets, strengthen the nets. We need unity. And listen, you're going, oh Lord, unity. Unity is so, is that, now wait a minute. I'm going to show you that it might be easier than we think because it's a place where you get into. It's not about everyone agreeing in their doctrine or about all of us even in here agreeing in our doctrine. Mm-hmm. We're pretty close. But we can do this. I'm going to ask you to do this. Start out in this house. The first requirement of the harvest is that we allow the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, to get in the boat. Okay? Let him get in the boat. Okay? That's what Peter did. We need Jesus to control the situation. Let Jesus control the situation. Let Jesus. Well, you know, I don't understand this morning. We're supposed to have four songs. And then an offering word. I mean, Danny's sitting in her spot. Art's in his spot. They're in my chair. All of that little stuff's got to go out the door. It's not always going to be the way you plan it or you think it. Yeah. It's not the way I planned it and thought it. What a great offering word. But it's, you know, so what? I'm going to go with Jesus in the boat, with Jesus in the situation, what Jesus wants to do, whatever time he wants to take to do what he wants to do. I'm going that way and I hope you'll go with me. So the moment he sat down in the boat and began to give directions, everything began to prosper. Amen. Now, when you walked up here and worshiped God with your tithes and offering, Jesus got in the boat. And multiplication is taking place right now. Okay, Lord. I'm going to try this on y'all. Lord, help everybody. When you did that, on a subatomic level, multiplication began to take place wherever your finances are. Yeah, okay, I'll do that. I believe I receive the land to build that church. Now, when I did that in the glory realm where there's no past, no future, it's all, we're in all of it. We're in the eternal realm. Yes. A subatomic particle, even if it was one, but it was many, just began to make its way to me or me to it. Can y'all, quantum. Some of y'all are going, what in the world is she talking about? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Yes, it is. It's the evidence. The quantum is faith. Yes. Because God created with words, substance began to move and create things. Yes. Science is finally catching up with God. And the, all these things come together, and then you have what you believed you received.
Amen.
But it's happening. Church, everything's moving. The chair you're sitting in right now is vibrating. Amen. It's vibrating. Everything moves. Particles react to the observer.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right. They do. They do. Wow.
It sees you see it.
Amen.
We're big enough for this. Are we big enough for this? It sees you see it. If this is wobbling your brain, don't worry. You'll catch up. Let Jesus get in the boat. He's timeless. You're like, I don't know how long, and I need something now. He is now.
Amen.
And in the glory room, in the faith, use your faith to get in the glory room. You get in the glory room, it's God speaking, God doing it, and there's no time or space. It's now. That's why there's creative miracles in the glory room. That's why the devil hates the glory room. He tries to keep it out of the church, but he ain't keeping it out of this church. So it might be easier than you think for us to get on the same page. So we let the glory take over our lives so that we can clearly hear the Lord's instructions. Oh, I'm vibrating right now. Okay. Can I? I'm listening to the Lord. Okay. This is what Ezekiel 1:12 says. And they went everyone straight forward where the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. It's talking about the creatures in the throne room. They didn't go any way except the way the spirit went. They did not go any way except the way the spirit went. They did not go any way except the way the spirit went. There is a strategy that we must follow. Whatever direction the spirit shows us to go, that is always the key to victory. It's always the key to victory. It's always the key to miracles. It's always the key to your peace, to your joy, to the people around you getting what they need. It's always going to be that way. Go where the Spirit goes. Now I want to show you something. Oh, and listen to this. When there's an obstacle, don't turn. Don't turn. Stop and let the Holy Spirit lead. We're going to dig more into that in a couple of weeks. Now I want to show you something for our house and then on to the body of Christ. And this is going to help you see how we can actually unify. For one thing, when we pray in the Spirit, we get in unity. You can meet someone out there who goes to another church and they can't stand you because you're whatever you are, and they'll walk across the street so they don't have to talk to you. Okay? But if you both stopped right then and prayed in the Spirit, you'd be in unity.
That's right.
Well, Ezekiel 37:1. Let me show you something. Lord, help us. We've got good time. We've got 25 minutes, so we can do this. And I might bring out my steroid. What God has said to me and shown me in a minute. Are you there?
Yes.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were many in the open valley, and lo, they were dry. They were dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? I answered, You know, Lord. And again he said to me, Prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, Ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. Now, who's talking? God is talking to man. He's saying, Son of man, you go and prophesy. Are you with me? He's telling him to do it. Now, verse 6. And I will lay, this is God still talking, I will lay sin you upon you. And he's talking to the bones, saying, telling him to tell this to the bones. And I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied. So now he's prophesying. So in this glorious realm, God said, say this. Are you with me? You remember Wednesday night, God said to me, I'd never heard anything like that in my life. I've got a song for you. And I'm like, am I going to have to sing it? And then I knew someone was going to sing it. So I walked over. I just knew it was Jesse. So I walked over to Jesse. She didn't hesitate. She just started singing a prophetic song to me. He did what he told us we were going to do in the beginning of the service. Because he told us, I'm going to remove hesitation from this body. Okay, now, so here we have it again. He's talking to these dry bones. He says, so I prophesied, verse 7, I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. Church, listen to me. Just as the church, just as the glory draws souls to the light, listen to me, just as the harvest will come in, just as the glory draws souls to the light, it will bring together believers who seek the same glory and the same harvest. This is going to bring believers together. If you care about the harvest, the glory will bring you close to me. That bring you close to each other. If you care about the harvest and you care about God and you care about the glory and the miracles people need to get, we have some people in our congregation who need a miracle. And if you care about that, then this is what can happen. The glory will draw us together. Church, I've told you this before, I'm going to tell you again. There are a lot of people out there, I ain't going to be involved in all that. That's just a bunch of emotional stuff. I ain't going to be involved in all that jibber-jabber and all this going on over there and those holy roller church and all that. Church, I got news for you. The flood is coming. And I don't care how high you built your barriers. You're going down. Because God is going to fill this earth with the glory. So you might as well get on the wave now. Yes. A lot of groups have been separated for years, and they're going to find themselves unified in meetings where the glory is being manifest. And this unity is important to continue in this awakening. Before God can bring life and resurrection to the bones, he must bring them together to form the elements of the body, right? So how did he do it here? How did he bring those things together? How did they come together so that he could start doing something with them? Well, as we prophesy and declare this awakening into existence, something wonderful happens behind the scenes. Right now, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. And there's a new move of God's Spirit. We'll call it move. God's always moving, but just for a way of explanation. In the process, these bones are shaken off dryness. That's what he said. They're shaken off dryness, the dryness of the past, the dryness of religion, the dryness of not caring. Come on. See, you know, you might be here going, yeah, I really don't care. Well, there's a whole lot of shaking going on you. You don't care. Yeah. Not bad, not evil. I'm talking about the Spirit of God moving on your life. Right. So in this process, these bones are shaking off the dryness of the past and the pettiness that separates believers. Yeah. Even in, I'm talking about in this house. Don't shout me down when I'm preaching good. The pettiness in the house. I just feel like I'm, I don't, I just, I'm going to shut myself off. That's pettiness. Now, as the bone, as bone joins bone, the church begins to look more like the body that God intended it to be. Before God can place breath, the breath of life in us and give us resurrection power, he has us to cause, he has to have something substantial to raise up. Am I right?
Yeah, that's good.
You can't just raise up the hand. It'll just be out there all by itself. Mm-hmm. That would be odd. It only happens at the Adams family, right? You know. You can't just raise up the shoulder and a toe. The body has to come together. But I got news for you. The body can come together because of what the glory can do. You're not powerless. You're like, well, I'm not anyway. I'm anointed on a level the world is not familiar with. Well, I'm going to tell you, the glory is an anointing way above what you're familiar with. Come on, church. This is a heavenly realm filled with goodness that manifests. In Azusa Street, there were so many miracles going on. I mean, miracles were going on all the time. People would be a mile away and get off the train to come down there to Azusa Street, and they'd fall out in the spirit a mile away because of the power of God that was exuding from that building. They said the kids would get jars and try to sweep the Shekinah glory in the jars. They would play in the floor in the cloud. There was such a cloud there. There'd be people come with no eyeballs who would walk out seeing. There was a woman who came there and she had a cancer that big. She looked like she was in her third trimester or something.
Yeah.
An older lady. And they watched it go whoop and she was healed. Story after story after story after story. Can I tell you that the day of Pentecost, all of the awakenings in between, Azusa Street, Topeka, whatever, the Great Wells thing, all of those together is now.
Yes.
You're going to see all of that and more.
Yes.
Amen. It's now. So he's getting this, he's making us substantial so he can raise us up into this place. Amen. So, I know this could be a bit daunting, but listen. For us, if we worship together, if we'll really worship together, if we'll confess together, if we'll pray together, if we'll listen together, we're on our way. As for the body, I just have some really good news for you. As for the body of Christ, in this next wave, there will be, I'm announcing this to you, in this next wave for the body of Christ, there will be supernatural unity. Why? Because when you get in the glory, everything else falls away. Everything pales. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So here's our part. If we'll just start in the house. We'll flow together. If we'll love one another. If you're bitter or chippy at somebody or complaining about someone, it's time for that to leave. Allow God to manifest in every way he wants to. That'll spark this area. We can spark this area. You think, well, is anyone out there? Oh, yeah, there are people out there doing it. But we need to look at what we can do, how we can assist in this thing. When everyone's doing their part, the fullness of God's glory will come into place, and it'll bring a major growth. It'll bring in a major harvest. But, church, apart from the glory, our activities, our programs, they're just man-made programs with some sort of idea of unity, but the glory will bring unity. Think back on Catherine Kuhlman. When she had meetings, do you know who was in the meetings? It wasn't all just the holy rollers. It wasn't just the Pentecostals. There were Baptist people there. There were Methodist people there. They came for the miracles. And there was unity. Oh, you want to say, oh, amen. Over there. Yeah. They were willing. When Oral Roberts had his meetings, everybody was there. In fact, they got on the radio and said, Oral Roberts is coming to town. Don't you dare go out there. So everybody did. Unity is a miracle that only the Spirit of God can give us. So as we have the opportunity, we need to be in unity. And we do that. And I have about 8 minutes that I can talk to you about some things. All right, do you want to hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Would y'all rather go to Harding Corona? Okay. When we're dealing with things of the Spirit, we have to understand that it's a quantum world. Everything's subatomic. When you're dealing with the glory, you have to understand that you have to get this fixed in your thinking now. It's an eternal realm. So you're not locked into time. It's now. So the water to the wine, that was a now.
Yes.
But something literally took place in the subatomic particles for Jesus to turn that water into wine, didn't it?
Yes.
Something literally took place.
Yes.
I know two people, maybe three, that were, their car broke down or something. They were late for a meeting. And one of the guys called in and told the pastor, you're going to have to preach tonight. I'm not going to make it. I'm 2 hours and some odd minutes away. And he got in the car and he just said, well, I'll just start worshiping the Lord. He started worshiping the Lord. The car filled up with glory. And in a minute, there was the exit. And he got off the exit. And the pastor said, how did you get here? There's no way you could have done that. I saw what time you called me. There's no way you could have done that. The glory of the Lord moved him where he needed to be. You need to get used to these kind of things. How did Jesus, they're about to push him off the cliff. How did he get through that crowd?
Amen.
How did all those fish come jump in that net? It's all about what's going on in a world we can't see with these eyes. But it's going on. Did y'all just sense that? Y'all just sense that right there? Praise the Lord. So, if you can figure out, and I must say it this way on purpose because I know I have some figurers in here. If you can figure out how God created, then you can do it. And this is how he did it. The angels of heaven were worshiping. He steps into the earth, which is tohu vabohu. It's dark. It's without, it's void. There's no form to it. Some things had happened. You got to go read Jeremiah. Jeremiah looked into the past, and those scriptures will tell you what happened before God said light be. But there was worship going on. God steps up there. The Spirit of God is moving over the waters. He's moving over the deep. He's what we call Rakoff. He's moving. So the Spirit is moving and God speaks. Glory be. Light be. God is light. Light is glory. I will now manifest and turn this thing right side up. I'll make it good. So if you are full of worship and you have the Holy Spirit hovering, you can speak and you will create. So we use our faith to get into the glory, and the glory does the work. Because when you get into the glory and Father speaks and the Holy Spirit speaks and you just say what he says, then he said it. You're just using your mouth and the earth to say what he said. So there it is. And when God speaks, it happens.
Amen.
That's why you see such glorious things happening when we get into these major revivals, these major moves, is because whatever's being spoken is just happening.
Amen.
The swelling of the feet's gone. The sinus is gone. Yeah, those things happen. And creative miracles happen. All these things happen because you're in the other realm. Glory has no time or space. Objects can hear you.
Yes.
When glory comes, church, everything is easier. Everything's easier.
Amen.
Okay. I'm going to try something out on you and you can think about it. Glory loops your body to the heavenly realm. Okay. Now you're in no time. You speak in the glory. Same thing as God speaking. Objects can hear you. Everything's easier. Now, Ephesians 3:20 says, above what you could ask or think. Your imagination in the glory realm can bring things to pass. Mm-hmm. Just like your imagination in this earthly fleshly realm brings things to pass that you don't really want to. People don't like me. They don't like me. They're not going to be friendly to me. And they won't. They won't be drawn to you. How you doing? I'm okay. But if you think you're somebody and you walk into a room with Jesus on your mind, in your heart, people will be drawn to you. Well, I was telling the group this morning that enthusiasm actually in the Greek means in God. Being enthusiastic just means, hey, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited. I'm building to what I want to say to you. You can think on a level with God and create. Subatomic particles will start moving for you. Now, I'm going to tell you how to do it, and you can say I'm back in the 90s or whatever, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. Find yourself what we call soaking music and worship in the glory. Lay down on your couch. Turn the music on. Worship the Lord in your house. Where have we heard that before? Over and over and over. And lay on your couch and imagine things going the way God said they would go. Imagine Virginia walking in here whole. Come on. When you're laying, it's not going to be just all about you. I hope you care about other people. Imagine a peace in your home like never before. Imagine your bank account. Imagine your signs and wonders and miracles and us trying to find people a place to park. Imagine that. Where's everybody going to park? Imagine us having to rent a bigger building before we even buy one. Imagine if we had to, that there'd be enough of us that would actually get in unity that when we had to have a service every night, we could take turns.
Yes.
And imagine miracles flowing and people getting healed and people getting saved. Imagine that. Imagine Miracle Mountain. Imagine we have a similar kind of dream. Imagine a place where people can pray. Church, do you know why atheists like to go hiking? Why fleshly people want to go hiking? Anybody know why? Because All creation is worshiping God. And when they go out to the hills and the mountains and the trails and the streams, all of creation is worshiping God. And there they get to be in the middle of it. Prophets hang outside a lot. They want to go outside. They want to go outside. They want to be in the country. Why do people want to be in? There's less chaos in the country. They want to be in that place so they can hear from God. We're not going to have any chaos in here.
That's right.
This can be a place of that too. Some people, well, I like living in the city. Well, you know, check yourself out. But for me, you can ask the staff. I'll work and work, and then in a minute I'm going outside to see what Jeff and John are doing. I got to go outside. I got to go outside. I just got to go outside. Need to go outside. Need to just go out. Let me just go outside. Every time I imagine myself talking to Jesus, it's never been in a building, ever. It's always in a garden. It's always on the beach. It's always walking up a trail. Every time I imagine myself with Jesus, that's what I see. Creation is worshiping God. Put you some, everybody's got the AirPods. Put your AirPods on and go for a walk. If we put on some, of course you may be staggering down the road after a while. Worship God. Is this too big for y'all?
No, that's good.
Worship God. So in the 90s, we laid on the floor in the church and soaked in the presence of God. We sang songs. We worshiped God. We got into a place and the glory fell and we had miracles. That pretty blue carpet in our church, remember? Praise the Lord. Y'all received this today? Thank you, Lord. Let me see if I have anything else I want to tell you. The Old Testament is a shadow of the new. Was it? You could see Jesus all in the shadow. Well, right now, actually, you can be thinking in the shadow of your future. You can be talking in the shadow. You can be talking in what's going to happen to us together. How about imagining and believing God that America is great again? How about that? How about that? How about imagining justice instead of, man, I'm sick of them and we got to get rid of them. Somebody's got to do something. Let it be us. Let us imagine the right thing. Let us pray the right thing. Let us get in the glory. Let's worship. Use our faith. Worship to get you. Praise and worship team, if you'll go up. Worship. Get in that realm. Do what we need to do. And then speak in the glory. Speak in the glory. Well, I want to see the gold. Well, okay. Let's do it. Well, I want to see you. Well, okay. Let's do it. Now I want to tell you one more important thing, and we're right on the clock, so we're doing great. And I'll get back to subatomic particles. I feel like I've kind of filled your head full there on that. there was a guy that I've read after a lot, and he was a very young man, and he tells a story where he went to a church one time, and the whole walls, every wall filled up with gold. And the Lord told him afterwards, he said, I want you to notice something. Now, this is something you probably can totally relate to. He said the walls were red before the glory was on there. And the Lord told him it signifies the blood. The blood of Jesus is very dear to the Father. The blood of Jesus is very dear to the church. The blood and the glory are connected. And I'm going to bring that to you soon. When we sing songs about the blood, God loves it. He comes. He moves. It's very dear to his heart. But the blood is connected to the glory. It's very connected to the miracles. I don't have time to teach it to you, but I just wanted to put that in your thinking. Amen.